It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
All righty, welcome to the Plan B After Show podcast. It's not more, it's just better.
Just better.
It's just better and not more.
Something like that.
I can't even get the tagline right.
Yeah, you see?
Of course, we appreciate you joining us for a little bit extra here on the Plan B Morning Show. I think we should probably continue the Thanksgiving conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, everyone was out celebrating, except for Native Americans. They don't really like this holiday. It's not so much for them, because,
right.
You know, we came over here, and they opened the door to us, and then we're like, no, this is ours now.
Yeah, is it bad to go gambling on Thanksgiving?
I don't think so. We're giving money back to them.
Yeah, that's true.
Every time I go to the casino, it kind of takes away some of that guilt that I have as my white settler ancestors who came in here, you know, and kind of ruined everything. That ecosystem that the Native Americans had.
Oh, yeah.
Just came in and were like, nope.
Just stole it.
It's ours.
We'll take that. We'll take some of that.
This, that, some of your women.
Yeah.
Give me some of that maize, which is corn, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
So you had a good Thanksgiving?
I did. You know, it's a lot of travel. We were down, so with Kiki and I living up here now, we still travel to see family, but now I'm closer to my family, so it's not as bad. It's only, you know, 4 hours there, but it's 9 hours back down, 9.5 hours back down to Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a lot of travel, but, you know, we got caught up with a lot of friends. We got to see a lot of family, extended family, so it was a good time. It was a good time. I just hate the driving. If I was rich, right, if I had, like extra money, like more than I knew what to do with, I would spend it on having my own plane and a pilot.
Yeah.
And be like, just fly me everywhere. Oh,
that's a great idea.
Dude, I don't need a big fancy house. I don't need all the cars or everything. I would, it's some place where you can avoid the airports.
Mm-hmm.
And you can just get in and go. Oh.
So here's the question over the weekend that my sister brought up, because it was brought up around the dinner table.
Hot sister,
she is
very smoking hot.
This was a question that she proposed, and I don't know what the answer to this question was, so I'm going to propose it to you.
I like it.
Is it okay to talk about the legalization of marijuana at the Thanksgiving table? Because it was brought up over ours, I think.
Oh, boy. That is one of those, because that falls into the politics kind of area.
Yeah, yeah.
I wouldn't bring it up.
Leave it
at the big family thing.
Because there's always one person who doesn't agree.
Doesn't agree or
agrees.
Or agrees, yeah, yeah, yeah. Because you could, if you're maybe a more conservative family, like, you know, everyone, you don't bring it up. But yeah, there's always, you're going to piss off someone. Seriously, folks, don't, at Thanksgiving, friends' house, birthday parties, don't talk about politics.
Yeah.
Don't talk about religion. Don't talk, just enjoy. Eat the cake, have the turkey, do it. Just enjoy.
So
talk about the weather.
Here's what it was. My sister voted for it. She's pro. My dad, obviously, he was against it.
Yeah.
Voted no. And so my aunt at the...
That's just because your dad likes his dealer too much.
Right. Nice. So my aunt at the table was like, so, Nikki, what is your stance on the legalization of marijuana?
That's when you say, shut up, Aunt Becky.
I'm like, come on. You know, she probably looked over at my dad, looked at her, and like, I'm not going to answer this.
Yeah,
now.
No, it's not. It's not. You know? It's.
Are you trying to start?
It's always an aunt or an uncle that just ruins the holidays for everyone.
Are you high right now, Aunt? Why are you asking these questions?
You're on your third serving of mashed potatoes. You're stoned right now. I'm stoned. So are you.
You know, I bet you that was brought up a lot though over
Thanksgiving. Oh, I guarantee a lot of people talked about it. For me, I don't talk politics or religion or anything like that with friends or family, because you know what? It's not. There's no sense in arguing over it. All right.
Mm-hmm.
There's none.
Question number two.
All right. What do you got
for Brock this morning? Did you get to slip away and have sex with your wife in
no.
a guest bedroom?
No holiday sex. I'm
nothing.
No, dude.
No guest bedroom.
I still
no
got a
camper.
She doesn't like banging.
No basement.
She doesn't like banging for some reason when we go down to Missouri. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
I don't know what
it's
it is.
Because she's with her family. She doesn't want to get caught.
Who cares?
Yeah, who cares?
She got caught in high school.
Yeah.
Dumb slut. Jesus.
God, man.
Honey, I'm sorry. I'm just kidding. but no, I don't know what it is. Whenever we're down in Missouri, it's like... Shops closed up.
Okay.
I don't know if it's me. Oh, what is it?
Third question. And final.
Now that I'm depressed, thanks.
Did you puke over the weekend?
I did not.
No.
I did not. I was very well behaved. We even went out on Wild Turkey Wednesday. And don't worry, I had a plenty of booze.
Yeah.
But I did not.
All right.
And I felt like it on Thursday. Especially after my third plate of stuffing and turkey. But I was good. I
wonder how many
in.
People woke up on Thursday morning like, oh my God, I got to go and hang out with family around the dinner table and act like I'm sober. Yeah. I am hammered.
See, the key is to just keep drinking. As long as you don't have to drive, which that was so great about our Thanksgiving is we literally didn't leave the house on Thursday.
Yeah.
We got up, just kind of whenever, got some food going. I had a cocktail ready to go. Yeah. Oh man, I was already feeling buzzed by the first by Grace.
what was your favorite food on the plate?
Ooh,
over the weekend?
I tell you what, I would have to go with the turkey. With the gravy.
Oh, yeah.
I do like stuffing, but you know, it's just kind of there. The turkey was
on
magnifique.
Point. Not dry?
20-pound turkey.
Damn.
Dude. Yeah.
So you had some steroids over the weekend.
Yeah, I did. I had a lot. Right. You know, there's no way that turkey was walking in its life because that was a big bird. But yeah, the turkey and then just coated in gravy.
I love the mashed potatoes, man. I can't get over it. So good, man.
Taters
especially if you make
good.
Them right. A little bit of butter, some salt, gravy.
Well, and for some reason, too, like, I'm not a big, like, croissant eater. Like you know, the rolls. Mm-hmm. Thanksgiving, dude, I pounded down some rolls.
With or without honey?
I didn't do any honey because we had a totally different dessert.
Yeah.
But the rolls, literally every bite has a fresh slab of butter on there. Roll it around in the taters, get some green beans, and you just make this like little sandwich. It's like a little dipper.
Yeah.
That you just, yeah.
Oh,
so man. Good. So good. So, yes, it was a very good Thanksgiving. But I'm glad no one brought up politics while we were there. Just don't do
it. Just leave it alone.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
There's going to be an argument at some point anyway. Just let it.
Exactly. Just let
it happen.
Let it have to do with the fact that, you know. I don't know. Uncle Bob's on his fourth DUI. Don't let it be about politics.
Here's another question. How many people slipped away from the dinner table to go smoke weed? Because that happens in every family.
There's
always a cousin. There's always an uncle.
Oh, you just
where's Uncle John at?
I don't know. Where you get that appetite from? It's just crazy.
He's been gone for like a half an hour.
He's red-eyed. I'm so happy to see everyone. I'm tearing up.
Right, never really talks too much to the family. He's always kind of off in the corner.
Kind of
like,
looking around.
Right. You don't really hear much from Uncle John. It's because he's stoned every year.
This is really good food, man. I love it. All right. Well, hopefully everyone had a happy and thanks. Happy. I'm stoned right now.
Jeez, man.
Hopefully everyone had a happy and safe Thanksgiving. And we'll just see you guys next time. Don't forget to listen to the Plan B Morning Show Monday through Friday from 6 to 10 a.m. We'll see you guys next time.